What are they going to eat?
Stones.
Stones.
I don't like it.
Anyway, Ebu, ask him if we're ready to roll.
Oh, he's rolling.
Okay.
Yeah, he's rolling.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Candid Conversations podcast. I am your resident host, the one and only baby girl of this city.
And I'm your gangster. Your one and only gangster.
Oh, yes, daddy.
Say that again.
But anyway, thank you so much for joining us today, guys. We're really enjoying this consistency thing, if we're being very honest.
I know. It's been great. Yeah, I've been struggling a bit, but it's been great.
What is struggling? Tell me your mate. Struggling
quick, fast.
Struggling is not your portion. In this podcast, we don't struggle. We push through. Push through. Repeat after me. Push through. Thanks.
God damn. That sounded good on the tongue. But let me, I have a question for you, Wendy.
Yeah.
How much do you like looking good?
Me?
You.
I'm always going to look good. Okay. I like looking good. I feel like looking good really amplifies my confidence. I feel very confident on most occasions, like when I look good. Mm-hmm. But also, when I look good, mm-hmm. I feel very sexy. Like, you know, especially when I'm on a mission to
Sambaratisia.
Especially when I'm on a mission to Sambaratisia. Yes, I'm gonna feel sexy, like, you know, in doing all that. So, yeah.
So let me ask you, mm-hmm. when we talk about looking good, is it you wake up feeling good and then you decide, let me match this feeling with a good look? Or do you wake up, you're like, I want to look good so that I feel good? Like, what is it?
I think it's always matching the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Matching your energy or the energy around you?
Matching my energy, please. Mm. I don't match the energy around me.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving big ick sometimes.
On a time.
I didn't say that. But it's more or less matching my energy, because especially how you look really dictates how you feel, mm-hmm. and how you carry yourself, mm-hmm. and, you know, all that. So when I look good, like, you know, when also how I look really tells you where things are in my life currently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at me right now, things are
Chomi's shining. This girl is shining.
Like, you know, nails are done. Eyebrows are done. Like, you know, things are really...
You got some lipstick going.
Mwah, darling. But it means I have control over what is happening around me. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I have shit figured out. I have control over what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
If you meet me and you see the hair is not done, the nails are not done, mm-hmm. I am looking homeless to the core. Just mm-hmm. know that shit is hitting the fan and... We honestly don't care.
Mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We honestly don't care.
It's the don't care as long part as for me.
Again, katambe, I usually say katambe in that moment, because shit has to keep moving.
For sure.
Because honestly, there's only so much you can control in that moment. Mm-hmm. But when you see me put together, just know I have my shit together.
Okay. Another question. I'm here for questions, my friend.
This feels like an interview.
Shut up. Shut up and tell me things about you.
Things about me.
Of course. So when you're looking good, when everything is put together or it's not, do you ever have those days when you know, I saw something on Instagram and was like a snippet of an interview of Rihanna, and she was just telling people, y'all need to, you know, like, be gangster about it. Just pull up as a bad bitch every day. If you don't feel like it, just fake it.
Unfortunately, I can't come to the phone and do that.
So let me ask. It's not like a bad thing, because it also triples down to, don't ever let them see you poker. Like, you get.
Yeah.
They can't see you cry. They can't see you fold. Kind of situation in that context.
Yeah.
But now my question is: do you ever have those days where you go out of your way to make yourself look bubbly and bright, but your mood is like in there that you're trying to hide, like it's deep in, but you're like in a yellow dress, bright lipstick,
yeah,
looking all flashy and what? And what are those days like?
I do, especially on days that require me to show up.
Mm.
Like, you know, like responsibilities require me to show up.
Mm.
I really don't have a choice.
Mm.
I have to, like, dress up. Like, I have to wake up. Like, me picking those outfits is usually, like, me and my alter ego fighting.
Mm-hmm.
For me to wear that yellow dress and mm-hmm. pick the red, you know, because it means that I'm showing up for someone else and it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a firm believer that you need to live your truth.
Mm.
But in that moment, because responsibilities call.
They do, loudly.
They shout
with at all your government
you.
Names.
Guy, me who has four.
Mm.
Yo. So the responsibilities are calling and I don't have a choice.
Mm.
And it usually feels, I usually feel like I really just want this day to end
mm-hmm.
and I can go home and strip everything off and, you know,
mm-hmm.
dress how I'm feeling.
Yeah. And those are the days where you get all the compliments. Oh, Wendy, you look nice.
Oh, nice. Like, oh, my God. Oh, God, you guys. No.
You're like, show me. Show me. Let a girl breathe. So, okay, I'm escalating a bit on this whole question situation. So let's get into the social media era. And I was gonna wind up there eventually.
Yeah.
Because all the questions I've asked is just you showing up wherever you need to be.
Yeah.
But you know how it is on social media. You have to not have to, but a lot of people show up in a certain way. A lot of people want to be seen in a certain way, either within their peers or just among their followers, because it's social media. There's a bit of flashiness that needs to be shown for it to. I feel like you know a lot of this better than I
yeah,
do.
I get what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we are living in our society today, the era of social media, whereby you have to show up on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to package yourself in a certain
exactly
in a certain
the packaging
way,
yourself part,
like
especially,
you know,
yeah.
And it's very unfortunate because, I mean, me, I'd like people to live their honest truth even on the internet, but we can't. You can't have your cake and eat it.
What are you? What? Why?
Again, I can't want people to, like, you can't have your cake and eat it in the sense that, I want people to show up like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
everyone is entitled to their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see, maybe if you go to my social media, again, okay, yeah, there's also that. You won't meet homeless me. Uh-huh. I always pick and post.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it's because I consider that as my diary. Like, mm-hmm. you see, mm-hmm. if I look at some of these posts and I remember, during that period, I think I was going through this.
This and this and this,
Because I like looking at it as a digital diary.
Yours and mine too. Mine, like, I think my Instagram is just my photo album.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I always go to the lowest post and be like, what the hell? Who
like,
is
what
this?
What was I going through?
Yeah, I know. Who is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're living in such a society whereby there's so much pressure for us to look a certain way, for us to talk a certain way, for us to do certain things that
mm-hmm.
when you're not doing it,
mm-hmm.
there are some eyebrows raised at you.
For sure.
And people look at you funny,
mm-hmm.
which that is not the intention. I don't think that was the intention for social media when it began.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was more of connecting with more people.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see, connecting comes with also harm
mm-hmm.
because it also comes with a lot of peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And it is through this peer pressure that people sometimes even go as low as committing suicide, which is very unfortunate
mm.
because you're not able to live up to the standards that you're seeing on the internet because that's what you think that is what people are doing.
So basically, it could, the cost of image could be as bad as someone trying to kill themselves
yeah.
or even killing themselves.
Yeah.
Just to look a certain way on the
yeah.
internet. That's why.
I mean, we've had these stories before.
Oh, yeah?
Or when you're trying to get together with, you're trying to get, you like they usually say, infiltrate into a friend group.
Mm.
So you also try, you also start posting a certain way,
mm-hmm.
hoping they notice.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, you go, some people even go into debt for the cost of an image. You go into debt.
Into debt?
Yes.
Like, I go to a clothes store, nachukua nguo kwa deni. Ndiyo nipige picha niweke kwa Instagram na caption ya kimungu mungu. I don't know if guys really get just how grave this is, because I don't think it's necessary. I personally don't think that's necessary.
I don't think it is. Yeah. But you see, we're also living in a very... We're living in a society. Si ati kila mtu ako kwa boma yake and you're in your own bubble. Mm. We are living and we are seeing what people are doing. And if I come to you and I see, oh my God, Sharon's just doing this. Sharon, and I want to be friends with Sharon.
Mm.
See, even me, I'll start doing what Sharon is doing. Hoping Sharon will do what?
Will notice me.
Will notice me.
I'm pulling up as her kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But I got a couple of buts.
I mean, the buts are very welcome, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, okay, it's understandable when a certain person or a certain brand is trying to sell themselves as such, but I don't think they have to pay with their sanity or their life for things like that. As much as it's turned into a business, social media is a tool for business. It's a tool for networking and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But can it not be that serious? Do you think?
Again, to each their own. You know, there's also that.
Yeah.
To each their own. Depends on how serious you take things. It depends on how serious you take things.
So, like, it's a thing. People spend a lot on image. On the internet or in their social groups just to be seen in a certain way or to pull up in a certain way.
Yeah.
And these have effects like depression, moving or spending past your capacity, or even suicide attempts or an actual suicide.
Yeah.
I hope people can hear my voice.
This is one of those things where you take a delicate approach to it, because you know, also when you speak about such things, you have to be very, very gentle, if that is the word. Because also, you know, there are people who will tell you, I don't think you want the best for me, that's why you're saying all these things. Or maybe you're jealous of me, that's why you're saying all these things. Mm-hmm. So you see, there's also quite a delicate approach to how we see these things.
Yeah, for sure, because we are on the other side.
Yeah.
So I think the plea would be personally to whoever is engaging in things like that.
Yeah.
Maze, it's never that serious. You can't go into date for image, especially if it's not going to pay that debt back. You get?
Yeah. But... I don't know. It's a very thin line. It also just depends on who are you and what do you believe in and what do your morals look like.
Yeah.
Who are you? What do you believe in? And what do your morals look like? Because, you know, I keep saying this and I will always reference this. Socialization plays a really important role of how we see ourselves.
For sure.
How we position ourselves in society.
What?
So, are these some of the values that were instilled in you as you were growing up?
Mm-hmm.
So it always goes back to the basics of socialization, of how we were brought up, of how we were spoken to, of how things were done around us by our parents, our relatives and all. Because you remember, as we grew up, right now the ideology of living with the extended family is not so open as it was as when we were growing up. Like, you know, when we were really younger, because when we were really younger, you'd have your mom's auntie or your cousin somewhere staying with you. So you see.
Yeah. It used to be like a nice little small village family.
The extended family, the idea of the extended family is not so open.
It's extended.
So, it really begs the question of, you don't have so many people around you. And as we grow up, we also learn how things work. So you see, sometimes you also emulate what you have seen. Around you.
For sure. Now, for sure.
What
for
do
sure.
you want? Yeah, that's also the thing. Our parents are the most wadaku human beings I know.
Word.
So, you know, when you hear this and this, you're like, okay, so this guy did this and this actually worked. See, I mean, nezafanya nini?
Nezafanya something.
But you see, you also don't know what is happening in the back burner for this.
Yeah, these two people, these two things. Exactly. The dynamics are not in your face. It's just
exactly
what people say.
Exactly. So it begs the question of, how important is your image to you, and what do you want your image to look like? How important is your image to you?
To me?
Yeah.
My image? Man, I don't think I would say I have been the person to show up in a certain way very much, because I think every stage of my life, someone has said something about how I look and how it's either out of place or either not well put together. You get
it. Yeah.
Something in those lines. Like, a lot of my friends have asked me, Sharon, what the hell are you wearing? So,
haven't I asked that question anyway? But
you have a bunch of times. So I don't think I have ever sat down with myself really hard and thought, I need to look like this to be in a certain place. Or do you understand what I mean? Like, I went to something a sporty activity, like something, a workout activity,
in
official pants and a shirt.
Again, see, itakuwa mara ya kwanza, but
exactly. Exactly, that doesn't mean that I don't value how I look or my image and things, but I feel like how I look, how I pull up in places and situation has always been geared to when I open my mouth to say something.
Yeah,
that's where my image has been. That's how I present myself. The things that I say. Do I make sense? Am I in a place that I'm supposed to be serious and make sense and things like that, or am I in a place where jokes for days, entertaining and things like that? I feel like that's how my image situation is, and not just barely what colors I wear, what kind of clothes I wear. After that, what I do with that thing, you get. I feel like Mimi image, my kind of image is on the other side, and everyone else is on the other side. Not everyone else is, because maybe there's people who's listening to us and can relate to whatever it is that I say. But yeah, that doesn't mean I don't look good, girl.
Especially the day she has come from retouching her dreadlocks. She can konyoa you. Oh God! Again, I don't understand why Sharon is single.
Don't worry, Sharon doesn't understand either.
I don't understand why she's single, because
I will tell you one day. I gotta fuck everybody, dude.
I don't understand why she's single. Like, God,
I'm giving you.
Hey, again, if I looked the other way, Sharon could get it. I looked the other way.
Here for your mandems and your girldems. Said what I said.
Anyway, that withstanding, what do you think we can do different?
Different, I think that will be all the way back to whoever it is in that situation. I don't think there can be a mass campaign about social image and the cost of it that would, provoke a difference in a mass of people. But I feel like this is a personal thing, a personal battle with everyone. Like you said, what are you trying to give out? How are you trying to do that? So after you've figured out all of that stuff, is what are the effects of this? When I do this, when I'm borrowing clothes from a clothes store and in debt, not like influencing barter trade, like I don't have money, but I need to wear
influencing barter trade.
That's a business. Ooh. I don't know, so I don't want to get in there. But like, you know, things like getting into depression about your image, or getting into debt, or trying to kill yourself over this thing, it goes back to you personally. Like, basically, what are you trying to do?
Is it fair to all concerned?
Not even those. Is it fair to yourself?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Is it fair to yourself? Is it working for yourself?
Yeah.
And the only way you're going to have that conversation with yourself is when you are purely honest with yourself, like bare honest with yourself. where you tell yourself, man, I want to look like this on the social. But I was make. I was make nini?
Sasa ina make
ningie, nini? Ningie uhalifuni, ndiyo nikuja nichukue hii picha, ama ni chill tu.
Itabidi umefikiria. Yeah. What is more important to you?
What is more important to you, basically?
And I think maybe the one thing maybe we'd like to ask our listeners is, in regards to what we have talked about today, what matters to you?
Yeah.
What matters to you? At the end of the day, what is the end goal for you? What matters to you? And what do you wish would be done differently?
Exactly. Yeah. And how far are you willing to go with this, considering all the consequences and everything that you need to put into it? How far are you willing to go with it?
Yeah.
Girl, boy, think about that shit.
Tafakari ya babu.
Ama ya shosh.
No, tafakari ya babu used to be a segment on TV.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So tafakari ya babu.
Since you're like ancient.
Again, nileta 2 points niambiwe niko ancient. Nileta 2 points.
Usikie kukuwa muhenga, wanaanza kuongea vibaya.
Basi siongei, nitatoka kwa hii podcast.
Uende. Yeah. Chobi, close this thing for us, bwana.
But that being said, guys, I really hope that maybe guys can do a bit of revolution into themselves and ask themselves, how important is your image to you, and at what cost? What is the cost of that image?
Exactly.
And what can we do better to have
to be authentic with ourselves? Oh, honestly. Yes. Yeah.
To live our true selves. And create authentic images. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We have been your hosts. And tell us what you think and your opinions, your thoughts and opinions.
Maoni. Watu wangu wa maoni. My people of maoni.
People of opinions.
People of opinions.
This is your time to shine.
But
thank you so much for listening, and catch you guys in the next episode. Bye!
This is your gangster trying to kufinya sauti. Niku deadly. So, bye too. Louise, cut this shit!